everyone to a fabulous new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We're bringing you once again a great show that's part of the Fresh Fruit Festival. We had the lovely honor of having the playwright Joshua Piper on recently about the show, and now we have the incredible actress Michaela O'Rourke joining us to talk about it. The show, of course, is Cafe Americano, which is part of the Fresh Fruit Festival, and it's playing April 26th through the 28th at the Wild Project. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting freshfruitfestival.com. We're very excited to continue our coverage of not only the festival, but this great show by friend of the program, Joshua Piper. So with that, let's welcome in our guest, Michaela. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you are here. I'm so excited that we're getting to talk more about this great play, Cafe Americano. And yes. Why don't we start by refreshing our listeners' drinks, if you will, and have you tell us a little bit about what the play is about.
Yeah. So essentially how I was originally described the play is it's about two parallel souls. The play is titled Cafe Americano, as we mentioned previously. It's about two characters, Texas and San Francisco, are how they're referred to in the play. And they have both recently moved to Paris for different reasons. Texas moved there to finish some writing after his husband passed away. And San Francisco, my character, has moved there with her husband. And throughout the play, it's really interesting how the play is structured. The first act focuses on Texas and the second act focuses on San Francisco. And the first act, we really get a taste of Texas's relationship with his late husband. And then San Francisco ends up going through some marital problems in the second act, which I won't completely reveal, but they kind of lead the two characters towards each other in sort of a seeing the other person in themselves. It's really, really beautiful because they're both very lost, very confused on what their next move might be. And I think they find a lot of comfort in the other's presence.
That's beautiful. So how is it that you came upon this piece?
Yeah, so I actually am attending Wagner College for theater performance. It's an awesome program. And one of our wonderful seniors right now is the playwright, Josh Piper. And throughout this year, I've had the blessing of getting to know him and getting to work with him a couple times. I know that me and actually one of the other cast members of Cafe, we got to do a show at the Secret Theater in Queens with him, which was another one of his works. He also directed it. And then I want to say mid-February, I got a text from him asking to submit for this project, and I submitted, and here we are.
That is fantastic. Shout out to Wagner College. Continue. Got some wonderful theater artists there. So as we are rolling into the production of this show, I mean, we are just under 9 days away at time of recording. What has it been like developing the piece?
Yeah, so I feel like with this process especially, it's been extremely collaborative since we do have, the show was produced once before and the original director is back again for this production, and the playwright Josh Piper is also playing Texas. So having the original director in the room, the playwright playing one of the lead actors, one of the lead characters in the room, makes for a very, I don't want to say developmental, but cohesive process. I think everybody has really gotten to give their opinions about where the piece is going and what stories each character has on the back burner and what different tactics, whether it's blocking or lighting or sound or whatever it may be. We've all been able to give our two cents on that. So yeah, it's made for a very, very, I would almost say intimate process, and definitely personal to all of us because we've gotten to be so involved. So yeah.
That's fabulous. I love that. Now you let us know the story, which is so profound and so wonderful, investigating the lives of these two great people. Is there a message or a thought that you're hoping the audiences will take away from this piece?
So I think one of the biggest things about this piece is Texas and San Francisco only meet a few times. I want to say in total, it's three or four times that they actually interact on stage. But those interactions are the heart of the play. They're the reason that the other characters go through all of this thought and interest in all of these different things. And I think it really brings up the point of paying attention to the little things in your day. I think a lot of times we can get caught up in, obviously everyone's lives are so stressful and busy, but I think it really can be beneficial to a person to take moments throughout the day to just notice things and observe and figure out what is different about that day and how you can make somebody else's day better, or noticing somebody that made your day better that maybe you didn't even realize when it was happening. One of the last lines in the play is, "Consider this a missed connections ad," which refers to a group on Facebook where you could type in and be like, if you were the girl in the red dress in Union Square on April 10th, then here's my number. You were really cute. And one of the characters says, consider this play a missed connections ad. And it's directed towards San Francisco. So yeah, I think it's really noticing how much those little things and people that you don't really even get to share your story with can impact your day and really even impact the course of your life.
That is beautiful. How fantastic. My final question for this first part is, who do you hope have access to Cafe Americana?
Yeah, I think one of the really, really cool things about this show is everybody can find their place in it. I think sometimes, especially with theater now, some things can be tailored to specific audiences, which is phenomenal. And it really is essential to our world and the message that live theater does spread. But I think one of the really cool things about this piece in particular is there's something in it for everybody. You can apply yourself to a lot of different things in it. So I hope that everyone has access to this show. I think especially my generation, it would be almost helpful for them to have access to the show, because I think we are the generation that gets caught up in our phones and caught up in, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff. And we very rarely take the time to sit down and think. And I think this piece really does make you think. The first time I read it, I just sat in my bed for like 30 minutes, just trying to piece different things together and think about how it related to me and how it related to other people. So it gives everyone the opportunity to have a good thought, maybe with a cup of tea.
The second part of our interview, we love to give our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better, pick your brain, if you will. And I want to start by asking you, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or just some of your favorites?
Yeah, I would say, and if any of my friends listen to this podcast, they'll be tearing their eyes out. The first thing I would bring up is this play called Mauritius by Teresa Rubick. It's one of the coolest pieces of theater I've ever read. I remember the first time I read it was, I just read this one scene for, I think it was an acting class, or maybe, I'm not even sure what it was for, but I will forever say that that is the reason I chose to do theater, because it was just so cool. I think the writing is phenomenal. I think the story is so intelligent and thought-provoking And yeah, I got the opportunity to do that scene staged and filmed, and it was so much fun. It was a very dramatic scene, but it was awesome. So yeah, I would say that's one of my biggest inspirations is that play. I think it's so cool, so awesome. Would definitely recommend you give it a read, Mauritius by Teresa Riebeck. And then I'm also a huge musical theater nerd. I love Stephen Sater. Love, love, love Stephen Sater. Stephen Sondheim. A lot of Stephens. And then one of my favorite musicals I've done has to be Big Fish, which I actually did at Wagner earlier this year. I got to play Josephine Bloom. She was so much fun. The show was so beautiful. I got to do it with some of my best friends. And it was my second show here. And I feel like it was my first semester of freshman year, second show I did. I feel like any show you do early on in your college career has to be special in some sort of way. And it really lived up to the task. We all had so much fun. The story, if you really like get into it, is just beautiful and heartbreaking and so relatable in so many different ways. But yeah. Yeah.
Those are amazing inspirations. I love, love them. That's fantastic. I'm going to look into some of this stuff, though. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to ask you now, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
I think it's something that my high school theater director said every time we opened a show. Theater is ephemeral. It can only happen once. If you're on stage and you're doing a scene, no matter the circumstances, the person you're doing it with, whatever it may be, it's going to be different the next time you do it. Every single time you do a piece of theater, it changes. And there's always something new you can find in pieces. You could be working on something for months and months and months and months and continue to find little anecdotes and things you can play with and all that kind of stuff. And I think that is so fascinating. And it's something that I love to play around with, especially when you're in a longer run of a show. And sometimes you can be like, okay, like I feel like I'm getting a little like in a funk or lost in the material. And then having that moment where something just clicks and you find a new piece of the script or the choreography or the blocking or whatever it may be that you can just really hone in on and make different. I think that has to be my favorite part is that it's different every time. So, yeah.
I completely agree with you. That's a great answer. That's why is alive. It's a living, breathing thing. It's never the same twice. You can see a show 10 times in a row and you will never get the same exact experience.
So exactly. It's so cool. It's so cool.
Well, and that's a good lead into my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
Oh, my favorite theater memory. You know, I'd have to say Big Fish. I already brought it up, but Big Fish was just so much fun. One of the really special things about Big Fish was the entire creative team was their little friend group. And one of the biggest things I'll say about that process every time I talk about it is there was never a moment where there wasn't love in the room. Everyone was just so happy. And I remember opening night, we do these things called opening and closing circles. And I remember opening night and closing night, everyone was crying. Everyone was just, but they weren't crying because they were sad. They were crying because they were happy, because it was this beautiful thing that we got to do. I remember it was a really, really rainy, gross weekend. And we just got to brighten a bunch of people's days by doing this really cool piece of theater and showing them all the hard work we had done and the little family we had cultivated within the show. So I do have to say, I think opening or closing night of Big Fish has to be one of my favorite theater memories ever. Yeah.
Oh, what an amazing memory.
So cool.
Heartstrings. That's just beautiful. That is just a testament to why theater is family. You know, that's
beautiful. It is.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course.
As we wind things down, I would love to know, do you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
I don't personally, but I know Wagner College does have some really cool stuff coming up. One of my things that I'm most excited for is we're putting on a show called Plano by Will Arbery. Such a cool play. I don't even know that I could describe it because it's so, not even niche, but it's so complex. One of my roommate happens to be in the show and she comes home every night and we just like talk about like the little things that they find every day because the script is just packed full of like these creepy almost little gifts that the playwright placed there, and I think it's so genius. So come see Plano, and then we're also doing Seussical on the main stage at the same time at Wagner College.
That is fantastic. Two shows that are very similar in each other.
Super similar. Wow. I would say they're the exact same genre.
That really is wonderful. And it's actually a good lead into my final question, which is if our listeners would like more information about Cafe Americano or about you, perhaps they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Yeah, so my Instagram is Michaela.O'Rourke on Instagram. And then my website is www.michaelaorourke.com. And then for Cafe Americano, feel free to either, I have all the information on my website and my Instagram, but you can also go to the Fresh Fruit Festival Instagram and website to check out tickets and all the synopsises of the other plays and our play. So yeah, lots of great theater in that festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Michaela, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and
of course
everything. This has been so lovely. So thank you so much.
Thank you. This was awesome.
My guest today has been the incredible actress Michaela O'Rourke, who joined us to talk to us about Cafe Americano, which is part of the Fresh Fruit Festival. The show is playing April 26th through the 28th at the Wild Project, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting freshfruitfestival.com. We also have some contact information for our guests, which will be posted in our episode description, as well as on our social media posts. But make sure you come out for this amazing festival, the Fresh Fruit Festival. And in particular, make sure you come out and see this great new work being performed with Michaela O'Rourke and written by Joshua Piper, who's also in the show. The show again is Cafe Americano, playing April 26th through the 28th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.